We debate the four things that go up on the mountain.
The K92 Morning Thangs, Monday Mount Rushmore.
Right up there on Mount St. Morning Thang. Mm-hmm. Biggest mountain in the Blue Ridge.
Yes.
It's up there.
Gets a lot of snow.
Yeah. We carve a lot of things on it. We send our interns up there. That's their job. Is every single time we do the Monday Mount Rushmore, we send our interns up there, and they have to recarve the mountain with the four Mount Rushmore things.
With the chisel. This is like the little hammer chisel thing.
And of the seven interns we've sent up there, we've only lost seven of them. So it's it's fine.
I know. I mean, but we know what we're getting right now.
Right. Well, they finish their task, and then they're good to go.
And then they're done.
Mount Rushmore. Antoine, I'll give you the floor.
All right. So with the Mount Rushmore, you know, the regular Mount Rushmore has four presidents on it, four past presidents. Mm-hmm. And it kind of exemplifies what America is or what it was, what it's supposed to be, whatever, whatever. We take those heads off and we put up new things on a Mount Rushmore based off of categories that I give to you guys.
Right. So we thingies is what we put up
thingies.
There. Yeah. Uh-huh. Thingies.
Okay.
Good thingy. And we're diving into New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. That's on. What?
Resolutions are so stupid. All of them. I'm actually 523-53. My argument, and I totally agree with this person who's already texted in. Mm-hmm. I want to put not making resolutions on the Mount Rushmore of New Year's resolutions.
Don't it's do it at one. All.
Right. Don't. So we can have resolution 1, 2, 3, and then nuh-uh can be the last one. But I'm voting for that one because I think it should be on there.
See, the resolution that I'm going to put up there is an actual resolution, but it's one I feel that everybody should have. This is a resolution I think everybody in the world should use.
Okay.
It is to travel more.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people just aren't, they're not using vacation days. They're not leaving their hometowns. You can come back.
This is what I have on my board every year.
Travel. Just travel.
Doesn't it shock you when you see those studies about people who don't use all their vacation days?
I'm one of those people. I used to be.
I've done the same thing where I've been forced.
It's like I work here now. I'm using all of them.
I've done the same thing where I've been forced to take, you know, like, well, not forced, but, you know, hey, you need to take vacation.
Y'all are nuts.
But I would travel during the weekend on the weekends. So
I schedule mine off. You know, I'll sit down, and this is so ridiculous. This is what I do this time of year. Other people, I'm on a diet. I sit down here and I plan out my vacations for the year, just for stuff to look forward to. Sort of, what am I doing?
Which is good.
Where am I going? How am I going to use all of my vacation days? I'm going to maximize all of them. Y'all who don't use them all, you're crazy. I mean, I get it. If you work, you get paid hourly, so it's not really a vacation day. But if you get to take a day off and you get paid for it,
you need to be taking those days
child
off.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
Yes. So travel more should be a resolution for everybody.
Is it okay? Is it travel more or is it experience things out of your comfort zone or are those different things?
I would say it's different.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like there are things outside my comfort zone I could do here in Roanoke.
Exactly.
Probably actually leaving Roanoke.
Yeah. So travel more.
Because I would
I
say
that one.
Get out your bubble.
Yes.
That's actually, to me, was one of the things that we fail at doing way too much. And if you don't agree with me, just go on Facebook for 3 minutes and then you'll agree with me, is people are so set in their own dang opinions and their own way of life and the blah, blah, blah.
Does that also fall into like taking care of your mental health? You know, just trying to learn to de-stress a little bit and
chill the bleep out.
Yes.
Chill the bleep out.
Yeah,
Is that a t-shirt?
Chill the bleep out. Yeah. Sure. It should be if it isn't.
Put that on the
mountain. So I think these are like, you know how they used to have the seven wonders of the world and they're all things that except for the pyramids don't even exist anymore. So they've had to come up with a modern version of it instead. So that's sort of what this is. This is the modern version of resolution.
Yes.
So we're getting rid of all the dumb, all the lame, I'm going to diet. I'm going to exercise.
You could be your healthiest self. You know, physically, mentally.
We were good with chill the bleep out.
Does that count? Now throw that in the mix with that. That's part of that.
Now the healthiest self. Now you're getting real motivational speaker here.
You're getting keto on us.
I know.
I did that last year for one of my goals, and I feel like I did accomplish that. So in the new year, I was happy. I was proud of myself because I really was going for being my healthiest.
Okay. So we're trying to come up with the new ones.
Yeah.
So I think we've got, Antoine has thrown out travel more.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we've come up with kind of get out your bubble,
Get
out your own head, I suppose,
like that.
And chill the bleep out. Mm. Those are the three. What's the last one? So this person is texting 52353, declutter your life of stuff, of emotional baggage, and taking offense.
There you go.
That's not bad.
Okay.
It's April's. This person says they're not doing resolutions, they're doing words. So things like opportunity. Mm-hmm. All right. What about if the resolution is never use a check again at the grocery store?
Who's doing that?
Yo, that's you, Monica.
I can't find my checks.
Good.
I think Jared has hid my checks.
Oh, man. I would have been in the fireplace.
I know. Look.
I pickpocketed you. I stole no money because you don't have any. But I took checks. Monica's checks and I burned them.
What about spoiling yourself? Because, you know, especially parents, you're so worried about, you know, taking care of your spouse and your kids and things like that. You never really take that time out for yourself.
Okay.
So, like, maybe.
You first.
Twice a year, mm-hmm. you first on something, some purchase. Whether you feel like you can afford it or not, you make that purchase, or you have your girls' weekend or your guys' weekend, mm-hmm. whatever, something you first at least twice a year.
Okay. I like that one. And I do think a lot of times with relationships and couples, because they put the kids first, it damages because they didn't do the you first. Mm-hmm. So maybe instead of it's you first, is it kids last? Is that
what
this is? Kids last. Aww. I like that one.
And then kids is what it's called.
So the year of you.
You first. I think it's either that or never put pineapple on pizza again. It's one of the two.
Mm. Oh,
God. Narrow it down.
It's tight. I'm gonna go with kids last.
Kids last. Okay. So, I like that. So, travel more.
Mm-hmm.
Get out the bubble.
Yes.
Chill the bleep out.
Mm-hmm.
And you first. And I've written it with just the letter U. Also, you first.
Just you.
Yeah, I like that one. I think that's a good four.
Yeah, because, you know, the year, if you want this to be your best year, you have to take care of yourself first. Mm-hmm. And all of these things takes care of you without being that cookie cutter. I'm going to the gym more. I'm going to diet, which we know is not going to last.
Ah, so I see what you're saying is we can be more efficient with this whole thing. And the first head on this Mount Rushmore is you first. And then the other three are just middle fingers.
Yes. To everybody else who's driving past the mountain.
Just to be clear, you have a filthy mind. You think that's something naughty. No, it's refer back to number one.
Yes, it's pointing.
Exactly. Duh. I don't know what you were thinking. Something else.